Just give me a sec. Oh, thanks.
Okay. So, as you saw, learning through the sugi over here, from Daf Beis and Mabeis through Daf Gimel and Aleph, this is not the syntax of it's called a normal sugya in Shas, and there are no names of Amoraim, and so the Ramban already points out, the Rifa points out, the Otzar Gaonim points out that the Gaonim viewed this sugya as a sugya that came from Rabbanan Savaroi, that we know that the Shas, the Gemara, was Nechtam, it was edited by Ravina Narvashi, and then there was a Tkufa in Bavel after Ravina Narvashi that the heads of the yeshivas were called Rabbanan Savaroi, and then it moved over into the world of the Gaonim, and that continued into the Rishonim. And so this Gemara is from post Ravina Narvashi. It's not a reason not to learn it, just to, you know, that if you feel somewhat different within the types of questions that are being asked, so it's coming from, it was not, it comes from a different level of editing. That's just a ha'ara, not in the terms of exactly where the sugi of Rabbanan Savaroi begin. So some say it begins over here, right after the Mishnah, and goes until Daf Gimel Amud Beis, until the world of Kesef Menale. Now, it's Kesef Menale is where the Gemara, as we know Gemara, of the Ravina Ravashi, that's where it begins. And some, you know, say, no, the first part over here is regular Gemara, what we're going to learn, Mirtz Hashem, in terms of Lemute Chupa, Lemute Chalipin, that's regular Gemara, and only the middle K part. Okay. So, what?
So, it was played by the Sabaranda.
It was put in by the Rabbanan Savaroi. It was the proper questions to ask and proper answers to give. So what does the Gemara point out over here? The Gemara says, "Umai iriyat atani shalosh lisni shlosha." Shalosh is lashon nekeva. Shlosha is lashon zachar. And Tosus points out that the kol haTorah kula lashon zachar ne'emra. That we have a default that unless there's a reason to move to lashon nekeva, Then classically, when we're speaking about things that are Zohar and Nekeva, we speak about it in a language of Zohar. So why dafka over here does it say Shalosh as opposed to Shlosha? So the Gemara answers the Kabbai Lemisnei Derech. And the Gemara at this point is assuming that Derech Lashon Nekeva he. Dechziv Odat Al Hemet HaDerech Yelchu Ba, Beis Hei, not Beis Vav. So Derech is Ba, Derech is feminine. Elo Adatanya B'shiva drachim bodkim et hazav. Over here, the word shiva is used as opposed to sheva. Shiva is zachar. Nisni sheva. Mishum dekobe lemisnei derech. Eshkan derech di lashon zachar. Tosus over here points out that we have a whole slew of words in Hebrew that are both zachar and nekeva. And the Gemara over here says, okay, derech is one of those words similar to ruach, similar to Shemesh, similar to Machane, similar to Chamor, that have both a Zohar and a Nekeva connotation. But the question is, why would we sometimes use one and sometimes use the other? So the Gemara offers an option that it depends upon the context. That if the context, if the subject matter is Zohar, so then we'll bring it in as Zohar. When the subject matter is Nekeva, we'll speak about it as Nekeva. Torah is Lashon Nekeva. In Milchama, we're dealing with the Derech Ish, Asos Milchama is Zohar, and therefore the Psukim deal with Derech in different matters. And who I did in terms of the Mishnayos. When we're dealing with the beginning of Kedushin, dealing with Isha, so we have Lashon Nekeva. When we're dealing with the Zav, so there we have Lashon Zachar. Correct. And that's simply just reading through the Gemara. So the Gemara then asks at the end of the second wide line, my taima tani shalosh mishum drachim nisni devarim v'nisni shlosha. Here the Gemara comes with a whole different question, that if you put into the computer these two words, that means items, that means areas, Davar, Dvarim, and Derech, Drachim, we find that Davar is used. My computer program gave me 220, but it also counted all the times that the word Dvarim is quoted in the Mishnah, Sefer Dvarim. And I wasn't able to get Dvarim as a word in the Mishnah without bringing in Sefer Dvarim. So let's assume 100, 150. 150 times the word Dvarim is used, Derech is used 5 times. It's pretty much almost all the Mishnayos that deal with Derech are brought somewhere in our Sugya. There's a group of Mishnayos in Maseches Bikurim that deal with Esrog, with Koi. There's Mishnayos at the end of Zavin that deal with the Zav. And you have the Mishnah over here in Kedushin. So there's one, and you have the Mishnah over here. We have a Mishnah in Gitin. So we're dealing with a very, very small set of Mishnayos. So why in the world do we have a set of Mishnayos in which items are referred to as drachim as opposed to devarim? So the Gemara offers in the Hava Amina a mahalach. The Hava Amina is Mishum dekeboy lemisni bia ubia ikri derech. Dechsiv derech gever ba'alma kein derech isha mina efet. And we have a pasuk in Mishlei that speaks about the fact that when we're dealing with a natural phenomena, something which is built into the natural world, then we use the word derech. Derech is something like, oh, we have a world of physical intimacy is built into the natural world. Derech gever ba'alma kein derech isha mina efet. It could be within a legal structure, could be within a non-legal structure, but it's a derech. It's a derech. So that explains bia. Bia is one of those physical phenomena. Kesef and shtar are legal constructs. They have nothing to do with natural phenomena. So ma'ikal emar. So mishum bia. V'tani tarte atu chada haninami tzarech bia. We're dealing with the whole perspective of marriage. That marriage is a framework for physical intimacy. Physical intimacy is a natural phenomena, and therefore, when we deal with natural phenomena, we deal with the phrase of derech. That we have over here also not just natural physical phenomena, we have natural psychological phenomena, that we're hardwired psychologically to work in certain ways, and so the psychology of man is to go out to battle, darko shalish is to fight battles, so hu hadin darko shalish is to go out and find a wife. This is mashal adam shavdalo aveda, this is the derech michozer al mi, bal aveda machazer al avedoso. This is part of the psyche of man. In the world of Kabbalah, so the Zohar is the more active partner, the Nekeva is the more passive of the Sphiros, and so it fits in over here in terms of the concept of Derech. So in terms of the Zavin, that fits in as well, Darka de Michla Yesira Laisili de Ziva, that a natural physical phenomena is that we have a cause and effect. That if you eat too much, it can bring a person to ziva. A person drinks too much, can bring to ziva. Namely, that one wants to be certain that the zav is tameh, namely that the ziva is something internal. If the ziva is caused by some external factor, like more achila, marshtia, then we don't have too much zav. And these again are natural phenomena of cause and effect. Then they bring in the world of Esrog that we're going to discuss, and it points out that there also it fits in that when we speak about the Esrog being similar to Yerek, it's because they both grow alkol mayim, namely they both have this, they both share the common physical reality that they require irrigation. So all of that is fine. But then when it moves over to the Mishnah of Koi, everything falls apart, because within the Koi we're talking over here about objective halachic categories, whether something has a halachic category of a chaya, something has a halachic category of a behemoth. We're not talking about physical phenomena, and hu hadin in terms of gitei nashim and shukhrei avadim. We're talking purely about halacha. We're talking about objective halacha, and still the word derech is used. There's no psychological phenomena. There's no natural physical phenomena. It's pure halacha. So the Gemara retreats from the havamina totally and moves over to an ella. Ella kol hecha dika plukta tani drachim, kol hecha dereka plukta tani devarim. That when we have a situation where something is similar in certain manners and different in other manners, that's where we use derech. That it's that in these drachim it's similar, in these drachim it's different. And then that fits into our Mishnah, that we have X number of drachim that work and other drachim do not work. That's what the Gemara is going to come to. Even though chalipin is a very wonderful kinyan, a universal kinyan, it's not going to work. Chuppah, according to some deos, is not going to work to create kedushin. So we have these and not these. By the Zav, we have these and not others. Who I did in the world of get, similar in this respect, not in that respect. In the world of koi, similar in this respect, and not in that respect. And that's where the Gemara ends off and brings a really powerful proof text, that in that same Mishnah, the same Mishnah that deals with Esrog, the Mishnah in Bikurim, we have a whole bunch of Mishnayos, one after another, that is similar in this derech and different in that derech. And over there, the Mishnah ends off that Rav Eliezer disagrees with the Tanakama, and he says, Esrog shaveh le'ilon l'chol davar. So there already the word is moved from derech to davar, because there it's called davar. There's no similar and dissimilar. There's no included and not included. And with the moment that we have kol davar, we have kol, that brings about davar. So davar is something which is universal. Masha enkein derech is that which we have similar and dissimilar within the same context. Okay, that's simply an overview of the sugya. Seder. But what we want to get to is this particular Mishnah of Esrog, Sheva le'ilon b'shalosh drachim, where Tosus quotes Rashi. Tosus is very cute. It's the Mishnah, it's not Rashi, but Rashi is filling in our Gemara. The Mishnah over there says that it's similar to Ilon Yimel drachim, le'orla, le'revai, u'le'shvius. That's the Mishnah. Okay, so Tosus quotes the Mishnah via Rashi. It's like we would quote a pasuk in Chumash. It's found in Baba Kama. This pasuk is found, in other words, we don't, that Tosfos over here quotes a Mishnah from Rashi. Pirish v'kunjus l'arlo reviyu l'shviyis, that even in terms of shviyis, holchem b'peirosav achar chanata ki'ilon v'lo basar l'kita ki'erik. This we're going to discuss much more in the second half of Tosfos, that the basic distinction in the world of Shemitah between Ilanos and Yerakos is what is the starting point for the dinim of Shemitah. Is it from when it's picked, or is it a certain point of maturization within the process of growth? So when Ilan, it goes after the maturization, Chanata, when it reaches a point that the pre is beginning to be formed, Masha Enkein, by Yerakos, you can have a tomato on the stem when Shemitah enters. But until it's picked, that's what determines it as being Shemitah. When it's picked in the year of Shemitah, not when it began to get the form of a tomato, which was in the sixth year. We go after Lakita in the world of Yerakos and after Chanata in the world of Ilanos. Okay, but what Tosis is going to center on are the first two drachim, Arla and Revai, V'im Tomar, particularly the middle one, Revai. Hashta Mashma, the Revai Noheg, the Esrog. That's what the Mishnah is telling us, right? Esrog doma l'Revai, or l'Revai, that Revai works in Esrog. V'im kein, kasha mehachal l'man da'amar, t'ni kerem Revai b'reish, ketzad mevarchim. The mashma, the ein Revai noheg b'shar ilanot. That if you saw them, the Gemara, which I hope you did in the beginning of the sixth parak of Barakos, the beginning of parak ketzad mevarchim, it speaks about the difference between different types of bracha rishona. And the Gemara asks, since when does one make a bracha rishona? The Torah speaks about yochalta v'savata uveirachta. The Torah speaks about a bracha achrona. So the Gemara says, no, we have, in the world of Netzer Rabbi, we have a pasuk that speaks about Kodesh Hilulim, Lashon Rabim, and this Hilulim refers to a Shevach which is given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in plural, right? Before you eat and after you eat. So the Gemara says, just a minute, you're taking something out of context. Over there, we're not speaking about the brachos that are being made. Over there, we're speaking about the dinim of Netzer Rabbi in terms of Chilul, etc. And the Gemara has a whole sugya over there. Within that sugya, there is a very, very basic machlokes as to where bichlal do we have a din of Rabbi. In what context do we have a din of Rabbi? Orla relates to all Eitz Pri, to all fruit trees. What about Rabbi? So there's one Mando Amar that we say Neta Rabbi, that anything which is Chayav in Orla is Chayav in Rabbi. And that's what we paskin. We paskin that we have a din of Neta Rabbi. However, there is a Mando Amar that holds no, it's only Kerem Rabbi. That only in the world of grapes do we have this halacha that after the first 3 years where you don't eat, you move over into a fourth year where you take the fruit to Yerushalayim, eat it there, similar to Maaser Sheni, and in the fifth year it becomes Mutar. That's limited to a kerem. It's limited to the world of grapes. And that Mandamara says, Tini, wherever you have the phrase Ravai, Tini, you should read it Kerem Ravai, not Neta Ravai. And the other Mandamara says, no, that when you're reading the Mishnah, you should read Neta Ravai as opposed to Kerem Ravai. So over here, Lachora, we have a Mishnah which flies in the face of the Manda Amar of Kerem Ravai. How can he say that there's no one who holds that there is Ravai except in the world of Kerem? Here we have a black and white Mishnah that says that there that Esrog is similar to Ilan, and both Mandamar, both the Tanakama and Rav Elazar, say that Esrog Shavel LeIlan in terms of Ravai. Rav Elazar says Esrog Shavel LeIlan LeKol Davar. And the Tanakhama says black and white, L'shalosh drachim, and the shalosh relates to, and the shalosh, shalosh drachim or shalosh drachim? What? Shalosh drachim. Okay, and one of those is Rivai. So Tosis over here has two answers, and then points out what is the Nafgamina, which moves us over into the Rambam, which moves us over into Reb Chaim, which moves us over into the Rav Arya Peremchik. In other words, an entire Mahalach over here. What Tosis's answer is V'yesh Lomar, the Hachi Kamar, Teretz number one, Kerem Ravai Kol Hecha De Matzi LeMisnei VeHecha De Lo Matzi LeMisnei Lo Pligi Alei De Lo Pligi Hasam Lomar Shelo Yisbar Shum Tano Neta Ravai the Shema Barme Ahida Esrog Iko Prukta Tanoi Behedya Bishum Makom. Lo Nechaku Ela Listom Hamishnayos, the Sof, Perak, Bismeseches, Maeser Sheni, Ubishar Duchtin, E command the Savar Netarevai, E command the Savar Keremavai, Leda command Hilchasa. Namely, that no one is naive enough to think that there is not a Manda Amar that says that the world of Ravai doesn't apply to fruit trees in general. Even the Manda Amar Tani, Kerem Ravai, knows that this is a Machokis Tanoim. He's well aware. The only question is, how do we paskin? So this Manda Amar said, look, in other words, if we're going to find Stam Mishnayos that speak about Kerem Ravai, even though you may bring a Mishnah that has Neter Ravai, classically the Halacha is like Stam Mishnayos. And there's a whole slew of Stam Mishnayos in Maaser Sheni Perek Hei. And the question is, in those Mishnayos, what is the Girsa? Neter Ravai or Kerem Ravai? If the Girsa over there is Kerem Ravai, even though we have other Mishnayos where we speak about other trees being Chayev, but those Mishnayos are going to win. A Stam and a Machlokes, we're going to go after the Stam. And so the Machlokes of Tani Kerem Ravai, Tani Neter Ravai, is not to say that the Manda Amar Kerem Ravai holds that no one disagrees with him, but he wants to say that we paskin Kerem Ravai. And to paskin Kerem Ravai, you have to have Stam Mishnayos. And so he says the Girsa and the Stam Mishnayos is Kerem Ravai. That's the first Deya. Namely, that we have a Machlokes, really, the Manda Amar Kerem Ravai holds, look, I know there are those who hold this Neter Ravai, but I don't hold that at all. There's no Neter Ravai outside of Kerem, either Doraisa or Drabanan. There are those who hold that way. Kvodem Mekom HaMunach, we don't paskin that way. Okay, that's that Manda Amar. The Yesh Mefarshim, however, there's another way of understanding. The Afilu Manda Tani Kerem Revai Mode Bishari Lanos the Midrabonon Noheg. Namely, even the Manda Amar Kerem Revai, he's dealing on a Doraisa plane. Mida Oraisa, he holds that Revai is limited to Kerem. Like Mida Oraisa, Trumos and Maestros are limited to Shiva Saminim. But Midrabanan, Barur, that everyone agrees that there's a din of Revai by other fruits. And therefore the Mishnah of Esrog Shavaliyo Megimel Drachim, he would learn that Mishnah on a level of Drabanan. The one who holds Netta Revai is Doraisa would learn Esrog is Shavah B'Shalosha Drachim, all three are Doraisa. The one who holds that Kerem Revai would hold Orla is Doraisa, but Revai by Esrog would be a Drabanan, and Shemitah would return to being a Doraisa during the time that Shemitah was Doraisa. The Hacha B'Drabanan Ka'amar. Now the question is, but what is Tosfos saying? My nafkamina to all of this. We don't paskin Kerem Revai. So my nafkamina, how the Manda Amar Kerem Revai will deal with our Mishnah. In other words, what difference does that make? So it says there's a tremendous difference. V'yesh lano nafkusa badavar. E plige, in other words, the manda tani kerem revai dafka, aval neta, ein revai klala, filo midrabanan. If we say that the first answer that we gave, that the manda amar kerem revai is the purest, and there's no revai by other fruits, bein daraisa, bein drabanan, it has a meaning, has nafkamina, in chutz laaretz, because we have a rule. Kol ha-meikil ba-aretz halacha kamoso b'chutz la-aretz v'im kein achsha b'chutz la-aretz ein din ravai noeg b'ilanos v'im midrabanan koyama modu din noeg b'shar ilanos hu hadin b'chutz la-aretz ravai noeg midrabanan. Namely, if we look at the Rambam for a minute that I photostated for you, so the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros in Perek Yud Halacha Tes gives us the general rule of Orla. Ha'arla ketzat, kol anoteya ilan ma'achal kol pero she'oso so ilan gimel shana mishanata, harei hein asurin ba'achilu u'bahanoa. That's the din of arla. Arla is a double whammy. Achil and hanoa, shalosh shana yelachem arelim, lo ye'achel. Lo ye'achel, it's usher both in achila and in hanoa, kol olcho mehem kezayas lokim in ha'torah. However, says points out the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yud, ba'med devarim amurim, be noteya be eretz Yisrael. That's pshat in the pasuk. Shenemar kisa va'u el haaretz. What's the din in chutz la'aretz? Aval iser arla b'chutz la'aretz halacha l'moshe mi Sinai. Namely, that even though clearly the Torah is relating to the world of eretz Yisrael, kisa va'u el haaretz, there is a din of arla and chutz la'aretz. However, the chiyuv of Argan Chutz La'aretz, the source of it is a halacha l'moshe mi-sinai. Okay? So we have Argan Eretz Yisrael from the Pasuk, we have Argan Chutz La'aretz from the halacha Moshe mi-sinai. Now Tosfos quotes a Gemara in Shabbos, that whenever we have a machlokes, what is the halacha in Eretz Yisrael? The halacha is kedivrei ha-meikel in Chutz La'aretz. So here we have a machlokes. What is the din in Eretz Yisrael? Does the din of Revai apply to Netter Revai, to all fruit, or only to Kerem Revai? That's a machlokes in Eretz Yisrael. It means that even though in Eretz Yisrael we paskin Netter Revai, but in Chutz La'aretz we're going to paskin Kerem Revai. So we paskin in Chutz La'aretz that there is going to be Revai by Kerem. Now we have two modes of Kerem Revai. One mode of Kerem Revai means nothing else, both Daraisa and Drabanan. And then in Chutz La'aretz, only on grapes do you have to worry about Revai. But the second Mando Amar holds, the Yesh Mefarshim in Tosfos holds, that wherever we have Kerem Revai mi Daraisa, we have Netter Revai mi Drabanan. And so in Chutz La'aretz, we would have Netter Revai. So Tosfos says that here, how we're going to understand what the Mando Amar Kerem Revai does with our Mishnah of Esrog, how it's going to deal with our Mishnah of Esrog, we're going to have a tremendous machlokas halacha l'maisa in the area of the Baalei HaTosfos. Baalei HaTosfos lived in Europe. if you were growing apples in your backyard in Europe, is there the first 3 years? Certainly, there's din of Arla Halacha Moshe Misinai. What happens in the fourth year? Do we say that since we pass like the Mandam or Kerem Revai and Chutz Laaretz, so there's no Revai on those apples? Or do we say since we pass like the Mandam or Kerem Revai in Chutz Laaretz, there's going to be Revai Midrabanan on those apples? That's the Machlokas, the Yesh Lomar, and the Yesh Mefarshim. Tosa says this is a very real issue that we have to know. How do we paskin between these two understandings of the Manda Amar of Kerem Revai? Okay? So this is an issue in Chutz Laaretz. Mashma in Eretz Yisrael, there are no issues. And in Chutz Laaretz, we only have, in Eretz Yisrael, we say that there's a din of Orla by all fruit trees, and there's a din of Neta Revai, that we paskin that all fruit trees have a din of Revai. That's in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz, we have these two options. Either there is only Kerem Revai, or there is Neta Revai Midrabanan. Those are the two options that Tosfos has. So when we move over to the Rambam, we have a bit of a problem. We move over to Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Tesvav. I'm just skipping for a minute to the middle of the page, and then we look at the Rambam at the end of that halacha. Horu Miksas Hagaonim. Shekerem Revai Levado Podin Oso Bechutz Laaretz Ve'Acharkach Yemuter Ba'Achila. So even though the Rambam doesn't like this Shita, but this is which Shita that we've seen up to now, the Miksas HaGaonim? Is this the Yesh Mefarshim or the Yesh Lomar? Two options, right? We had two Deos and Tosfos. What is the status of Revai in Chutz Laaretz? Is it limited to Kerem Revai? That was the Yesh Lomar. Or does it move over to all Neta Revai Midrabanan? The Miksas HaGaonim is the first one, is the Yesh Lomar, not the Yesh Mefarshim. Right? The Yesh Lomar, that the Tanin Kerem Revai, he agreed that there are those who disagree with him, but he holds that Midoraisa, Midrabanan, there's only going to be Revai in Kerem. So we don't pass like him in Eretz Yisrael, but we pass like him in Chutz Laaretz. Horu Miksas HaGaonim, Kerem Revai Levado, Podinosa B'Chutz Laaretz. They understood like the Yesh Lomar, not like the Yesh Mefarshim. They don't hold of any drabanon of Revai, according to this Manda Amar. Only Kerem Revai Mida Oraisa. The Rambam disagrees with the Miksas HaGaonim. No, so we would assume that he would hold Kanere. We only know of two options, Kanere like the Yesh Mefarshim. But what does Rambam say? Yeiro Eli, she'ein din neter avai noheg b'chutza la'aretz. Period. There's no neter avai at all, even in Kerem. No neter avai at all, neither in Shar Peros, nor in Kerem, neither Doraisa, nor Drabonan. And then he continues, Ela halacha maisa ochel peros shana revius belo pidyon klal. Shelo amru Ela ha'arla. There's only a din of arla in Chutz Laaretz. There's no din of Revai at all in Chutz Laaretz. Now, the question is, what happened? We had halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam started off in Perek Yud halacha Yud that we have a din in Chutz Laaretz of halacha Moshe Misinai, of arla. And l'chora, arla and Revai are two sides of the same coin. It's one continuity. What happened over here, according to the Rambam, to the halacha Moshe Misinai of Orla in Chutz Laaretz? Why was it truncated? Who asked this question? The Ramach. Do you have the Ramach in front of you? Anyone have it? Okay, the Ramach asked this question. Tema. Once the Rambam said the halacha Moshe Misinai of Orla in Chutz Laaretz, what happened to the Revai? Right? In other words, if you want to, we had so far two options. You could say, okay, halacha kedivrei ha-meikil, so that would mean like the Gaonim, Kerem Revai, or like the Yesh Mefarshim, that we should have at least Revai, Midrabana. But to say that there's no Revai at all in Chutz Laaretz, how does that fit in? No. So the Kesef Mishnah, Alatar, offers a possibility. No, the possibility was raised by Michael Golden when he learned this sugya in Chavrusa, that how did the Rambam understand Halacha Moshe Misinai? Only regarding to?
Only regarding to
Orla. In other words, again, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Orla applies to Chutz Laaretz, is only to Orla and not to Revai. Because Ravai, we have a Gzeira Shava. We compare Ravai to what? Kodesh Kodesh, it's a Gemara in Kedushin, to Maaser Sheni. Just as there's no Maaser Sheni in Chutz La'aretz, so there's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. That's what the Kesef Mishnah raises as the Hesber for the Rambam, that he understood Hachamot Shmisinei is only on Orla and not on the continuity of Orla of Ravai, because Ravai is similar to Maaser Sheni. However, the Ramach says, you can't say that. You can't say that. Because look at the next halacha in the Rambam. Look at the Rambam in halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam says, Ketzad podin peros net revai bizman hazeh, achar she'osef otam mivarech. Baruch ato Hashem al kenem ha'cholam, asher kichanu mitzosav etzivanu al pidyon neta revai. We're podin neta revai. Okay, nowadays we can't bring the Netter Ravai to Yerushalayim, so we're poda it. What are we poda it on? Achar kach poda es kulan afilu bepruta achas. Omrin harelu p'duyim bepruta zo. And then what do you do with the pruta? You toss it into Yam HaMelech. Mash lechos pruta Yam HaMelech. Oh, says the Rambam. Machalalin al shave pruta mi peros acheros. Va'omer kol harei kol peros elu mecholin achitim elu al saorim elu v'sarif osam. In other words, so we move the kedusha from our apples to some wheat, and then we burn the wheat. We have that option as well. No, Maaser Sheni, we have such an option. Pidyon Maaser Sheni, can you be poda Maaser Sheni on peros? That's the question of over here of the Ravid. Ravid says, Zehu tema hayalfin on kodesh kodesh maaser sheni. Ma'alahalon kesef. Afkan kesef. Maaser sheni, you need coinage. You can't even be poda maaser sheni on bullion. You can't be poda on a strip of silver. You need a coin. And the Gemara speaks about, what if we have a coin which is an asimon, right? It's a symbolic coin. We can use it as a token. What about a coin that no longer is valid? Right? You had a coin for Queen Elizabeth, and then when she passes on, then all those coins are invalid. We're going to have a coin on, I don't know, on Princess Margaret or whatever. No, it's it has to be a coin. And so in Achinami, there are those. That say that the gzeira shava between kesef maaser sheni and revai is a peladikamai. It makes a total comparison between maaser sheni and revai. And here you need kesef, here you need kesef. But the Rambam says it's not a. The Rambam says we're not comparing all aspects of revai to maaser sheni. The Gemara speaks about maaser sheni and revai being compared kodesh kodesh in terms of chomesh, in terms of bi'ur, in terms of certain halachot. That's the Gemara later on in Kedushin. But the Ramach says, but you, Mr. Rambam, in Halacha Yud Zayin, you're saying that Neta Ravai is not similar to Maaser Sheni in terms of Pidyon. So why are you saying that there is no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? You can't compare it to Maaser Sheni. We don't have a Gemara that says, just like there's no Maaser Sheni in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. If you hold that in every aspect, Maaser Sheni and Ravai are one and the same, so then we can make such a comparison. But here you see the Rambam doesn't compare them. That's what the Ramach continues. The Ramach says, and if you'll ask, Kodesh, Kodesh, but here the Rambam says that we're Poda Maaser Sheni, that we're Poda Ravai on Shava Pruta, and Maaser Sheni is only Nifta on Pruta. So you see, it's not an equation. Certain halachos are similar. And so we have a problem. What is the source of the Rambam to exclude Ravai from Chutz La'aretz? Once we have a Halacha Moshe Misina that Orla moves to Chutz La'aretz, shouldn't it be a total deal, Orla and Ravai? Why make the line? If we're making the line because of Maaser Sheni, so then why, Mr. Rambam, do you say that Pidyon Ravai is different than Maaser Sheni? If you want to compare it, compare it all the way. If you're not going to compare it all the way, why compare it in terms of Chutz La'aretz? That's where the Ramach leaves the Yeiro Eli of the Rambam, B'tzarech Iyun Gadol. Where did this Rambam come from. He's not coming from the Gzeira Shava of Kodesh Kodesh like the Kesef Mishnah suggests, because then the Halacha Yud Zayin doesn't make sense. You can't have a Gzeira Shava explain Halacha Yud Aleph, I'm sorry, Halacha Tetvav, and then fall apart in Halacha Yud Zayin, right? And the moment it falls apart in Halacha Yud Zayin, it can't be used to explain Halacha Tetvav. So, yes?
I think it'd be similar to like we had with the Sma. We have a Gzeira Shava, but it's not, it, meaning it generally compares just to the fact that Kiddin works, but it's not a complete Gzeira Shava on all aspects. It's Gzeira Shava for this aspect, not for other things.
Fine.
Just a Gzeira Shava to work in totality.
But, in other words, but where do you draw the line? Namely, once we have Halacha Moshe Misinai to say that Orla moves into Chutz La'aretz, why use a Gzeira Shava to limit that Halacha Moshe Misinai? If Echshelo Yiyah, as you pointed out, the Gzeira Shava is not an identity. If the Gzeira Shava, according to the Rambam, is not an identity, it's only in certain areas. How did the Rambam know that we're going to limit the Halacha Moshe Misinai in this area? I mean, how did, in other words, you have to have some source. It's not, something has to, so again, had the Rambam understood the Gzeira Shava as a totality, a total identity, so that total identity, just as there's no Maiser Sheni in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Revai in Chutz La'aretz, that's beautiful. That's what the Kesef Mishnah suggests. But that works according to the Ravid. It doesn't work according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that we don't have an identity. Pidyon Maiser Sheni is only on coins. Pidyon Neter Revai is even on Shava Kesef. So we see it's its own halacha. It has certain, it's compared in certain ways to Maiser Sheni in terms of Chomesh, that the owners have to add a fifth. It's compared in terms of Biur, that if we have this fruit in Shemitah after there's no longer fruit in the field, we have to be Mafkir it. But it doesn't apply across the board. So why should it apply to Chutz La'aretz? So here we have a Reb Chaim who gives a very, very beautiful conceptual framework of two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. One Halacha Moshe Misinai that will explain a pasuk in the Torah. That's one type of Halacha Moshe Misinai. And another type of Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is poof, yesh me'ayin. It creates something out of Sinai, right? Out of nothingness. There's no hint for this in the Torah. It's simply something new that was handed over orally from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have, can anyone give me an example of Halacha Moshe Misinai which explains the pasuk in the Torah? That tefillin has to be black. Excellent. Another Halacha Moshe Misinai that explains something in the Torah. No. What does the Torah say? What are the minim that we take on Sukkot? Priyei Tzadar, Kapot Tamarim. How do you know a Priyei Tzadar is an Esrog? Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? We have Halacha Moshe Misinai that explain dinim in the Torah. What does the Torah say about Shechita? V'zavachta v'achalta. What does that mean? So Moshe Misinai, we have, right? We have five psulei shchita, shia, drasa, chalada. That's all Moshe Misinai. Rashi brings it down on the pasuk in Parshas Re. V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha, kasher tzivisicha ba'al peh. I gave you the details. So that's one type of Moshe Misinai, right? Can anyone give me an example of a poof Halacha Moshe Misinai? Maybe have a remez in the Torah, but not much more than that. Nisuch HaMayim, right, the sugi, we're coming to Sukkot. Nisuch HaMayim. So you'll find an extra mem, an extra yud, an extra mem. That's working backwards, right? It's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Eser Netiyos is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Right? There are two types. So the question is, this din that Orla applies to Chutz La'aretz, what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu? Is what was told to Moshe Rabbeinu that when the Torah says ki tavo el ha'aretz, that doesn't mean that we're dealing with over here. We have two ways of understanding ki tavo el ha'aretz. Either that it's a mitzvah tuya ba'aretz, or ki tavo. When does this mitzvah kick in? Ki tavo el ha'aretz. Until ki tavo el ha'aretz, until we have a period of 14 years of kibush v'chiluk, there's no din of Orla. Okay? So, The Halacha Moshe Misina, I can tell you, it's the latter and not the former. The Halacha Moshe Misina will tell you, don't think this is a mitzvah tuya ba'aretz, but rather, ki tavo la'aretz means that this is a mitzvah which applies even in Greenland. But why is that ki tavo la'aretz? It only kicks in once Klal Yisrael move into Eretz Yisrael. Once they move into Eretz Yisrael, then this mitzvah is exported to the whole world. That's one way of learning it, right? The other way of learning it is no. We have in the Torah a din of Arga that applies to Eretz Yisrael and only to Eretz Yisrael. And then we have a halacha in Chutz La'aretz that for the first 3 years you can't eat the fruit. We're going to call it Arga, but it has nothing to do with the parasha in the Torah. It's a separate parasha on its own. It's a new creation. A new creation of Arga in Chutz La'aretz. My nafgamina between these two approaches. Netzer Revai. If we're taking the parasha of the Torah and we are expanding it to Chutz La'aretz, we're saying that what the Torah means by Ki Tavo La'aretz, this is a universal halacha. So the whole parasha, 3 years don't eat, the fourth year take it to Yerushalayim, the fifth year you can eat. That all moves over into Chutz La'aretz. That is the easiest way of learning, Halacha Moshe Misinai. That the word Arla in Chutz La'aretz is not a new creation, it's simply an expansion of that which is in Eretz Yisrael. However, theoretically, you could, and Kaneret, we're going to see Rishonim hold this way, who say, no, the parsha of the Torah is a mitzvah tuya ba'aretz. And there we have a package deal of 3 years, fourth year, fifth year. In Chutz La'aretz, we have a new creation, a new construct. We're going to give it the same name to confuse people. We're going to call it Arla, because the first 3 years is really similar to what goes on in Eretz Yisrael, but it's really a new construct. And there is, in this Arla, no Revai. No Revai at all. It's pure Arla, not more than that. Okay. So, if I were to wake you up in the middle of the night, and I were to tell you, wake up, there's a Halacha Moshe Misinai of Arla and Chutz La'aretz. And I would say, what do you think that means? That we expand the Arla of the Torah into Chutz La'aretz, or we create this whole new construct and we're going to call it Arla? You're brilliant. But I wouldn't learn that. I would have said that it's much more likely that we're taking the part, we're calling the same name. If we're calling it the same name, we could have called it Chickaboo, right? We could have called it Bikiboo. We could have called it anything. Why do we call it Arla? The Chora, because it's the same as Arla. We're taking the parasha of Chutz La'aretz. That's what I would have said. Reb Chaim said, but if we find that in a certain area, Arla Chutz La'aretz, b'mahuta, is different than Arla Eretz Yisrael, then Noach is correct, right? When Noach wakes up in the middle of the night, he takes everything into account, including the fact that Arla Chutz La'aretz is really, really different. Because, let me ask you, you grew up in Boca, right, Washington Heights, wherever you grew up. When you went into a store to buy an apple, did you ever have a thought, maybe this apple is Arla? Any person in Eretz Yisrael who goes to buy fruit is going to look for a sign that this apple was they were mafresh, trumos, and maestros. It's not Arla and it's not Shvius. Okay, so in Chutz La'aretz, we're not worried about trumos and maestros. And we're not worried about Shvius. But why aren't you worried about Arla? Halacha Moshe Misinai. There's a din of Arla in Chutz La'aretz. What? Because we have a unique halacha of Arla Chutz La'aretz. Look over here, back in the Rama Perek Yud Halacha Yud. Avol Iser Arla b'Chutz La'aretz Halacha Moshe Misinai. And the Rama continues. Shevadai ha'Arla b'Chutz La'aretz Asura usfeika mutar. Because since you're mesupak, it's mutter. As long as you have a suffix, it's mutter. If you were to go to the house of Johnny Appleseed, and he would take you to his backyard, and he would say, look, you see that tree? It's 2 years old. You want an apple? Give me an apple. No, you can't. That's Arla. But the moment that you're in a supermarket, maybe this is from Johnny Appleseed's 2-year-old tree, maybe it's from his 10-year-old tree. You're mesupak. Suffolk Arla b'Chutz La'aretz is mutter. What's the din of Suffolk Arla in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam Paskins. Next halacha, Perek Yudach Yudala. Suffolk Arla kile yakerem b'Eretz Yisrael, aser. That's the din, right? Suffolk deraisa l'chumra. Now, in other words, So we have a totally different world of Arla and Chutz Lartz. No one cares about Arla unless they're growing fruit. The moment they're buying fruit in a market, it's mutter. Here, you can't just go ahead and say, this fruit is mutter. You have to find out, does the store have a hechsher, etc. Were they careful? Where they got it from? V'chulei v'chulei. Now, one could say, that doesn't mean it's a new din of Arla. That could be that's a din of Halacha Moshe Misinai. Maybe this is a rule, that every Halacha Moshe Misinai, Vada'a Osur, and Sveika Mutar. Namely, maybe Halacha Moshe Misinai really is that we take the world of Arla of Eretz Yisrael and move it to Chutz Laaretz. But the moment that we're moving it via Halacha Moshe Misinai, we have a rule in Halacha Moshe Misinai, that Sveika Mutar. There is a tour who paskins that way. The tour says in Siman Reish Sadi Beis, I remember in Yoredeya, it's quoted in the Prima Gadim in the beginning of Hilchos Shchita. That maybe we have Halacha Moshe Misinai, that any Halacha Moshe Misinai is Sveika Lakula. That's a possibility. The tour holds that way. Not only Arla, other Halacha Moshe Misinai as well, we can be Mekelin, but then you hit onto a brick wall in terms of Shchita. Are we going to say that a Suffolk, if a behemoth was Nishchat properly, is Mutter? Suffolk, if the sneeze was considered to be a Shia, is Mutter? No one says that. Suffolk Nevela is Nevela. So the Prima Gadim over there says, no, this depends. There are two types of Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is Yesh Me'ayin, there, Sveiko Mutar. Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is Yesh Me'yesh, there, Sveiko is Aser. Namely, that in other words, it doesn't apply. So if we take that rule, so if over here it says that Sveiko is Mutar, it means that this is Halacha Moshe Misinai of the Yesh Me'ayim. We're creating a new construct. We're creating a new construct, and therefore, Sveiko Mutar. Again, this is the Reb Chaim is assuming that this is the moment that we say over here that in Chutz Laaretz Vaday is Osir and Sveika is Mutar. That means it's not an explanation of the Pasuk. That means that we're dealing over here with an entirely new construct. Okay, so therefore in this new construct there's only Arla, right? Iser Arla b'Chutz Laaretz Moshe Misinai, but there's no Netar Revai. That's the Rambam Yero Eli She'ein Din Netar Revai Noheg B'chutz la'aretz. Okay? That's what we find over here in Reb Chaim. And what did the Gaonim hold? The Miksas Gaonim, who have Kerem Revai in Chutz La'aretz, they would view it as a Halacha Moshe Misinai, which is an extension of the Doraisa. The classic way of understanding, like the black of the Tefillin, and like the Esrog is a Priyei Tzadar. And then And the fact that Sveiko Mutar, that's a din in general. Halacha Moshe Misinai. What do the Gonim do with Hilchos Shchita? They'll worry about it. That's not our inyan. But that they'll view that in general, every Halacha Moshe Misinai is Vado'o Osir and Sveiko Mutar. But really it's an extension of Chutz Laaretz. Once an extension of Chutz Laaretz, and there's a din of Revai in Chutz Laaretz, but Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel, the Mekel holds that there's only Kerem Revai, not Netar Revai. And so we paskin like that, Manda Amar, in Chutz La'aretz. Reb Chaim wants to bring a raya to his shita from the very last line of Halacha Kaf Aleph in the Rambam. Halacha Kaf Aleph of the Rambam ends off as follows, the bottom of the Mara Makomos. Ha'ochel kezayis mi tevel shel divrehem, which if you have tevel midrabanan, o kile ha'kerem v'orla shel Chutz La'aretz, Makin oso makas mardus. Namely, that would seem to imply that Orla of Chutz La'aretz is what? Is drabanan. But just a minute, the Rambam said that Orla of Chutz La'aretz is halacha l'moshe misinai. So here, Reb Chaim says, had it been halacha l'moshe misinai to expand the d'oraisa, then you should get malchus. If it's halacha l'moshe misinai, which is puf, yesh me'ayin, that's why there's makas mardus. Again, that this is another, the moment the Rambam says it's Makas Mardus, he again is saying this is not an extension of Eretz Yisrael. The Gaonim Right, this is not a kasha of the Gaon. They will say, just like Halacha Moshe Misinai, Vadai Osur Sveiko Mutar, so also Halacha Moshe Misinai, there are no Onashim on Halacha Moshe Misinai. That Halacha Moshe Misinai has unique characteristics. Even if it's an expansion of a Doraisa, it has unique characteristics in terms of Onshim, has unique characteristics in terms of Safek, but it has nothing to do with the nature of Orlas Chutzlaretz. Orlas Chutzlaretz is a Hemshech of Orlas Eretz Yisrael, and it's a package deal, comes along with Revai. Just that we're Mekil in Revai, because that anything which is in Chutzlaretz, then Halacha Kedivrei HaMekil. However, the Rambam understood, no, that we have over here a unique new Halacha Moshe Misinai, built Yesh Me'ayin. Halacha Moshe Misinai just gave it the same terminology of Orla, but really it's a totally, totally, totally new world. In this new world, there are no Onshim Midoraisa, and in this new world, we say that Sveiko is Mutar, and in this new world, there's no Din of Revai. There's no Din of Revai, and that's the Rambam Shita. Okay? Namely, the Machlokas between the Eroi Eli of the Rambam and the Horu Miktas HaGaonim is that everyone agrees with all the assumptions. There's a din of halacha of Orlad Chutzlara Tocha Moshe Misinai, and there's a din of Chutzlara Tocha Divrei HaMekel. Their machlokas is, what is Tocha Moshe Misinai? Is it an extension of the Doraisa? That's the Shita of the Gaonim. Or is it a new construct? That's the Shita of the Rambam. Nafkamina, is there a din of Revai? According to the Rambam, not at all. According to the Gaonim, there is, but Lakula, only to the world, to the extent of Karam Revai. Okay, what the Reb Chaim is all over here explaining is the what. He's not explaining necessarily the why. The why is, in other words, if we have a parasha in the Torah that begins with A and makes its way to Z, why, if we have Halacha Moshe Misinai, would we truncate it and only have from A to I and Chutz La'aretz and not have, you know, where it's from I to Z? Why would the Halacha Moshe Misinai, why would this new construct be limited to Arla and not extend itself to Netzer Revai? Isn't Netzer Revai like a natural extension? You know, that, you know, it's like you start with Tevel, and then you take the Tevel and your Mafrish Parsha Meiser Sheni, take that to Yerushalayim and you eat it, and then the rest of it is, then everything is mutter. Like, why not? Isn't this like a package deal? Why stop after 3 years of Iser and not move over into the Netzer Revai? So we didn't deal with the why. We simply said the Rambam understood that way. It's a new construct and only goes as far as Orla, not beyond that. So in the generation post Reb Chaim, we have Reb Chaim had two sons. He had Revelvel, well, two sons that, you know, two sons that we deal with, Revelvel and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe is the Rav's father, moved to Eretz to America. Revelvel came to Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Brisker dynasty in Eretz Yisrael. And Revelvel had a Talmud named Rav Aryeh Peremchik, who wrote the Emek HaBracha and the Torah Sazroim that we mentioned last time. And he was bothered by a Mishnah in Trumos. Okay? He was bothered by a Mishnah in Trumos, and in explaining the Mishnah in Trumos, he comes to a why to explain this this Reb Chaim over here, this Rambam over here, in the world of Orla. So if you'll bear with me, let's look at the... Okay, do we have to do the Reb Chaim inside, or you understood? You can understand it from what we discussed. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Look it over. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. But the only thing I didn't mention, Reb Chaim, I'm sorry, is that he points out that the Rambam himself gives a reason why there is no Revai in Chutz La'aretz. And like, why do we skip the Rambam's reasoning? The Rambam himself gives a reason. The Rambam says that we have over here a Kal V'chomer, no? Yeroi li she'ein din Revai noig b'chutz la'aretz ala ocha peres Revai b'lo pidyon klal shelo amru ela ha'arla v'kal V'chomer hadvarim. Ma Surya Shehi Chayevet B'Ma'asros U'Bishviyas Mi Divreihem Eina Chayevet Neta Revai Kamoshi Yisboyer B'Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni Chutz La'aretz Lo Kol Shekein Shelo Yehei Neta Revai Noheg Ba Aval Eretz Yisrael Noheg Ba Bein Defnei Abayit Bein Shelo Defnei Abayit. What is going on over here? So we all know that Eretz Yisrael, the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, are determined by Kibush Rabin, right? In other words, that when Klal Yisrael conquer Eretz Yisrael, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. However, if we have a king of Eretz Yisrael who decides that the boundaries are not sufficient for his population, he has to expand, but he does this in a non-halachic manner. Okay, what could be a non-halachic manner of fighting a war? Either you don't ask the Sanhedrin and the Urim V'Tumim, that's a pretty non-halachic manner, simply the king goes ahead and decides on his own, or all of Eretz Yisrael was not in the hands of Jews. Eretz Yisrael that was promised to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not all of it was in the hands of Jews, like Har Habayit. Har Habayit was still in the hands of the Yevusim. So we find that David HaMelech, even in a time when Har Habayit was still in the hands of the Yevusim, it was not yet in our hands, he went ahead and he conquered Aram Tzofa. That's what we call over here Syria, right? He went to the Golan Heights, he went towards Damascus, right? He conquered that area, and that's what we call Syria. So Syria was conquered by the king with the permission of the Sanhedrin and the Urim V'Tumim, but without the proper order. First get your own house in order, and then. So David HaMelech afterwards did conquer Yevus, right? And put a Mizbeach there, v'chulei, v'chulei. In other words, but he did the wrong order, so we call that Kibush Yachid. It has a different status. It's not Kibush Rabim, it's considered to be Kibush Yachid. And it's Chayev in Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz, Midrabanan. So there's Trumos and Maestros over there, Midrabanan. And there is Orla there, Midrabanan. And over there, says the Rambam, in Surya, there was no Netarevai. And so, if there's no Netarevai in Surya, so Kal Vachomer, there's no Netarevai in the rest of Chutz Laretz. That's a pretty strong Kal Vachomer. The problem is that this Rambam is basing himself on himself. Namely, the Rambam really says this in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni V'Netarevai, that there is no Netarevai in Surya. But the source of this Rambam is his understanding of a Yerushalmi. And the other Rishonim learned the Yerushalmi differently. Namely, he's basing himself on himself. If I say that there is no Netarevai in Surya, Kal Vachomer, there's no Netarevai in Chutz Laretz. But there's no Gemara, Bavli, that says there's no Netarevai in Chutz Laretz, and the Yerushalmi is very, very problematic to read Yerushalmis. It's just very, very problematic to read Yerushalmis. Those Yerushalmis that have a parallel in the Bavli, so the Gra did us a favor, and he was Magia, the Yerushalmi, to agree with the Bavli. But those Yerushalmis that don't have a parallel in the Bavli were always up in the air as to how to punctuate. Right? We have sort of Masoros, how we punctuate the Bavli. What's a question? What's an answer? The Rishonim will fill it in. We don't have Rishonim on the Yerushalmi. So when the Yerushalmi says something, you're never sure if it's a Havamina or a Maskana, it's an exclamation point or it's a question mark. We just don't know, and so it's very, very, very problematic to build things on your understanding of Yerushalmi, particularly when other Rishonim have other understandings of the same Yerushalmi. So the Kesef Mishnah over there in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, the Rambam was quoting himself, says it's true the Rambam learned the Yerushalmi this way, but the Rashba in his Tshuva and the Ramban in his Tshuva, they learned the Yerushalmi differently, that there is a din of Netarevai in Surya. Okay, once there's Netarevai in Surya, so then you could ask, what about Chutz Laretz? That's already an open question. You can't prove it from what you hold there. Okay, so that's just pointing out that the Reb Chaim brings in also the Kal Vachomer. Okay, so let's move over to Maseches Trumos, with your permission. You saw this inside? Yeah? Okay, so we have a Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Hanochri V'Hakuti Trumasan Truma. You don't have to be Jewish to give Truma. Even a non-Jew can give Truma to the Kohen, and it has a status of Truma. Rav Yehuda Omer Ein Lenochri Kerem Ravai V'Chachamim Omrim Yeshlo. Firstly, but it's strange. What in the world? We have Mishnayis Orla. We have Maseches Orla, right? We have Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. If you're going to bring in Kerem Ravai, why in the world are you bringing it in over here in the world of Truma? A. B. Rav Yehuda says over here, Ein lo nachri kerem revav. Now, we have a machlokas throughout Shas, whether yesh legoy kinyan be'eretz Yisrael lahafkia midei trumas u'maisros, or ein legoy kinyan be'eretz Yisrael lahafkia midei trumas u'maisros. Namely, we have a world of mitzvos atliyos be'eretz. Clearly, when a Jew owns land in Eretz Yisrael, he's chayav to be mekayeh in mitzvos atliyos be'eretz. What if a goy owns land in Eretz Yisrael? Is the fruit that he grows, the wheat that he grows, is that tevel? Does he actually mafresh trumos and maestros? Is it shayach by a goy? Do we say that yesh kinyan bidei akum lahafkia midei trumos and maestros, that the moment that a goy owns Eretz Yisrael, its kedusha is currently only in potential. It's not really there, right? You need the combination of a Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Or do we say no? Ein kinyan lenochri lahafkia midei trumos and maestros. Trumos and maestros is built into the land. The fact that a goy is here doesn't take away from the fact that that which is growing is tevel. You have to be mafresh trumos and maestros. That's a machlokas throughout Shas. Rav Yehuda, we know his shita. He holds ein kinyan lenochri lahafkia, namely that the goy is chayev in all trumos, in all mitzvot atliyos ba'aretz. So why over here would Rav Yehuda say ein lenochri kerem revai? What's going on over here? Why? Rav Yehuda holds b'chol haTorah kula that a goy is shayach to the world of truma, to the world of meiser, to the world of shemitah, etc. Yei ein kinyan bidei goy lahafkia. And so, why over here is kerem revai an exception? Thirdly, what's mashum from our mishnah is what about orla? The fruit grown in a druze village in Eretz Yisrael, is it shayach in orla? What's mashum from the mishnah?
Yeah.
Yes. The Machlokas Rav Yehuda and Chachamim is about Kerem Revai. Mashma, everyone agrees about Orla. So why in the world would we have a situation where in Eretz Yisrael, that which grows in a Druze village would be Aser Ba'Orla, but the fourth year, Ein Legoy Kerem Revai. What's going on? This is not Halacha Moshe Misinai. This is not Chutz La'aretz. This is not the Tzvei Dinim of Erev Chaim. This is Eretz Yisrael. So if the goy is shayach to orla, why isn't he shayach to kerem revai? And what does this all have to do with truma? V'chulei v'chulei. This is what bothered the Talmud of the Briska Rav. I think good questions. No, very, very fine questions. So he gives a rule. A very, very fascinating rule. Firstly, in this Mishnah, how do we paskin about netzer revai? Ein lenochri kerem revai, yesh lenochri kerem revai. How do we paskin? No, Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan. How do we paskin when you have Malchus Yochid v'Rabbim? Paskin like Rabbanan. We paskin nochri v'kusi trumas on truma and yesh lenochri kerem revai. In other words, this Mishnah is bringing the goy into the world of mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. If one looks, in other words, so if you look in the second paragraph, the paragraph being words, Asher Nira Bezeh Lomar, or Nira Lomar Bezeh, sorry, dyslexic. After the first paragraph, he just asked the questions that we just asked a minute ago. Okay, we can read it together. First paragraph, okay. Kosav HaRash, the Rash is Rav Shimshon Mishantz, that's the Perush of the Bali Atosos on the Mishnayos. Mashma the Sover Rav Yehuda Yesh Kinyan Lenochri Lafkiya Midei Trumas Maestros. Kasha Menachos Daf Samach Vav Shaminan Le Rav Yehuda Damar Tomen Mishal Nochri Al Shay Yisrael Mishi Yisrael Al Shal Nochri Al Masamar Ein Kinyan Lenochri Lafkiya. That the that which grows on the Goy's land in Eretz Yisrael is Shaykh to Trumas and Maestros and Mitzvot Atliyos Baretz. So why over here is Rav Yehuda differing? V'yesh Lomar. So the Rash Mishan says Lopata Rav Yehuda Hoch Ela Besuria. Kitanya b'tosefta. That's very, very problematic. Amnam b'Yerushalmi, it says Mavur b'Hedyer, Rav Yehuda Sover Ein Lenochri Kerem Revai Kol Ikraf B'Eretz Yisrael. Kasha, Lama Ein Lenochri Kerem Revai Kerem Sover Ein Kinyan. Kasha, Lama Tani Lu Hatana B'Hadodim Trumas and Truma. L'chor Ein Shum Shaychus B'Neihem. Mashma Dafka Kerem Revai Pligei. Why? V'chein Kosef HaRash V'Tzarech Bir. In other words, Ma'ishna Kerem Revai Mi'orla. All the questions we ask, he asked. Okay, all the questions he asked, we repeat it. Okay. Asher nira bezeh lomar. Nu, can someone give me an on the tip of a a ktzeh mazlik, on the tip of a fork. Can someone give me a brief word that will summarize, five words that will summarize Torah Sirayim?
Or like Isser and Kamerbayi Mitzvah.
Excellent, okay. That we're dealing over here with two worlds. Orla and Neter Avai are two worlds. We have a world of Isurim and a world of Mitzvos. In the world of Isurim, the Goy certainly is Shayach. We have Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. The Goy is not allowed to eat every Menachai. The Goy is not allowed to eat Avodah Zarah. The Goy is not allowed to kill. The Goy is not allowed to steal. Isurim, those can apply to a Goy. Mitzvos. Kesh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to the Goyim, they weren't interested. We're Mitzuvim. We are Mitzuvim. We're Mitzuvim. We're Mitzuvim in Peru, we're Mitzuvim in Shabbos, and we're Mitzuvim in this, that, etc. So if we ask, where is a Goy Shayach? A Goy basically is Shayach to the world of Isurim, not to the world of Mitzvos. Therefore, Orla, clearly the Goy is Shayach to. It's an Isur. We can speak about an Isur. But a Mitzvah, since when does a Goy have Mitzvah points? So the Ashenira Bazel Omar, Hinei HaRambam Perek Yud Hilkos Maiser Sheni, Halacha Yud Kosav. The Yesh Lenochri Neta Revai, She'im Bo Linhog B'mitzvah Zo, Harehu Kadosh Keneta Revai Shel Yisrael. That's a little strange. I mean, it sort of appears to be like it's an optional mitzvah for a goy. It's an option, right? In other words, She'im ba linhog mitzvah zo, harayu kadosh enter revai shel Yisrael. Chor edvar velu arichus lashanu v'mechusarin biur. When Rav Yehuda said, ein l'nochi kerem revai chamemrim yeshlo, they weren't saying yeshlo, he's chayav. They were saying yeshlo, he can choose to be mafrish neta revai. Amnam nira, orla u revai chalukim heim be'ikar yesod dinam. Dina de orla ikarahu isur madachal isur beguf haperos. Avo dina de revai ikar yesod achos kedushaso enol mishum mitzvas hava oso achigoso birushalayim. Namely, in achinami, there's a concept of kedusha, but kedusha stems from a yi'ud. It stems from a destiny. Because this fruit was destined to be brought to Yerushalayim, it is kadosh. And therefore, dechsiv kodesh elim l'Hashem. Kol kedushaso ena ela lazeh madikayim e'aperos le'mitzvasan le'ochon b'Yerushalayim. As long as the fruit have this destiny, then the kedusha is shayach. If, let's say, the fruit becomes inedible, so then the kedusha would fall off. That's what he points out in the whole next section over here, right, until the end of the paragraph. Okay? In other words, that the whole world of Kedushas Maiser Sheni and Kedushas Neter Revai is only because of its yi'ud, its destiny, its goal to be eaten in Yerushalayim by the owners. Were there to be nothing to be eaten in Yerushalayim, then there is no din of Neter of Kedushas Maiser Sheni, Kedushas Revai, etc. Ume Atar Hakom Avur Hetev, skipping to the next paragraph. Kevan the ikara kedusha shorevayu mishum dina de mitzvah habaylim lachei nachri eino shayach be mitzvos. The nachri chose. He can become a ger and then he'll be mitzuveh, but until he becomes a ger, he's not shayach to mitzvos. Eino noheg be gabei netarevay. Kevan de einkan mitzvos achila gabei baylim. Ma sheinken orla eino tali klal be mitzvah shayach shapir gam be peros hanachri. Okay, so that's the shita of Rav Yehuda. Okay, Rav Yehuda, who b'chol ha-Torah kula holds that isurim apply to a goy, but not mitzvos. But taima d'rabon on the savre yesh l'nochri kerem revai al korkum yishum d'savre d'gam nochri shach mitzvah zo im ba linhogva. Namely, that here a goy living in Eretz Yisrael has a different status than a goy living in Chutz Laretz. A goy living in Eretz Yisrael, he firstly has certain chiyuvim. He has to become a ger toshav. He's not allowed to be oved avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, he has to keep sheva mitzvos b'nei noach in Eretz Yisrael. Beyond that, he has the ability. This is machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. He has the ability to take upon himself certain mitzvos. V'zeh kavanas haRambam. Yesh lenochi netrevayim ba linhog mitzvah zo. Now we understand that this is what we're saying over here by truma san truma. How does truma become truma? What makes truma truma? The hafrasha, but not the hafrasha so much as the act of being mafrish, as the dibur. All right, we're dealing over here hareze truma. In other words, when the person is declaring it as truma, namely that this is part of the world of hafra, that via a person's mouth he can create. And so ashminan nochrim isnu ktsat mitzvos hanedarim, that if a goy makes a neder to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, that's a korban. In the Beis HaMikdash, there'll be makriv his korban. That was the whole story of Kamsa Ubar Kamsa. That had it not had a mum, they would have brought the korban that was sent by the Caesar in Rome. They would have brought it because a goy can send an ola. He can make a neder. The neder of a goy is chal. And so therefore, truma san truma. So if they decide to call this truma, it has the status of truma. Lafika chol peirosa kedushas neta revai. And this is the Rambam, the Perush Nais. Hanochrim avabishen achayvim mitzos im asu mehem shum davar. There are certain mitzos yeshal ksat sachar. V'zehu min ha'ikor shalanu. V'kevan shemishtatrim imanu b'schar ma'aseyan b'mitzos kayomin kasher tira. That we have this ben hashmashos. We have this area where a goy can take upon himself nedarim. We know Heleni Hamalka took upon herself a neder to give a chandelier to the Beit HaMikdash. And so she brought the chandelier. She was makdish it to the Beit HaMikdash. So also a goy has the power of being mafrish truma. Not, you know, it's saying this is truma. So also in the world of neta revai. Okay, now, given this distinction, so now we answered all our three questions. A, that even if we say yesh, that even if we say ein l'dachri kinyan lafkia midei trumos umaisros, Rabbi Yehuda can say that applies to isurim but not to mitzvos. On the other hand, Chachamim can say that even though the goy is not mechuyav in these mitzvos, there are certain mitzvos that are done bepeh that a goy, his neder is a neder, his truma is a truma, his neter avai is going to be a neter avai. So now, take the construct and move it, and so there's a difference between orla and neter avai. We understand why this is brought over here in Mishnayos and Trumos, etc. Take this construct over now to Chutz Laaretz. What is the Halacha Moshe Misinai basically telling us about the world of orla? What are we moving to Chutz Laaretz? Isurim. Isurim apply to Chutz La'aretz, but Rav Peremshik pointed out mitzvos, not so clear that we can export mitzvos to Chutz La'aretz. We can export Isurei Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. We cannot necessarily export mitzvos Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So b'zei yevur ma'ashikosav ha-Rambam ein netur avai noig ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz shalom amru elah ha'orla nehi dematzinu dinim noagim bekarka Chutz La'aretz. Ein elo elolian isurim, isur chadash, isur arla, avod varm shem yishum mitzvah, ein shayachim elo le'eretz Yisrael. Al karka chutz la'aretz lo shayach shum mitzvah. Al kein neter avai ikar dino hum yishum mitzvah, eino noheg be chutz la'aretz. Okay, so now we understand the why of the Rambam. Very, very powerful why. I just understand, it means that Chutz La'aretz is worse than a goy living in Eretz Yisrael. A goy living in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's not mechuyev in the mitzvos, he can relate to them. In Chutz La'aretz, we can relate to the Yisurim of Eretz Yisrael, we can't relate to the mitzvos of Eretz Yisrael. So now the Rambam is fine and good. But what do we do with the Bali HaTosfos and the Gaonim? Bali HaTosfos and the Gaonim said that Orla, not only Orla applies to Chutz La'aretz, but also Revai. To what degree? Could be Kerem Revai de Oraisa and nothing else. Could be Kerem Revai de Oraisa and all of the Net Revai Midrabanan. How do you understand the Shita of the Gaonim? So here, Rav Ferenczik created something very, very beautiful. He said, let's look in the Rambam. Are there any other statements he quotes from the Gaonim that the Rambam, the Shitaso, of course, will reject, but maybe they'll help us understand the Shita of the Gaonim. So if we move over to Halacha Yudches in the Rambam, in that parak that I photostated for you, next to the last Halacha, Rambam says, Hodu Miktas HaGaonim. Afa Pisha Pada Peros Shana Revius Ochilalan, Osir Laochon Achetikones Shana Chamishis. That the fruit of the fourth year, even after you were poda them, or after you transferred their kedusha to some other item, you can't eat them until the fifth year. The Davar Zed, says the Rambam, ain lo ikar. It's a total mistake. The Eira Ali, if I'm going to look for the source of their mistake, Zoshigas Hora'a, that they misread a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says, Ubashana hachamishis tochlu et piryo, the fifth year you could eat the fruit. Says the Rambam, this refers to the fruit of the fifth year. The Gaonim interpreted in terms of the fruit of the fourth year. Any yanakosiv elav shana chamishis tochlu piryo of the fifth year without pidyon. Kochulin ba'olam. Ein roi lochlush ohra azo. However, the Gaonim didn't make things up. They had traditions. Okay? So let's assume that we have a machlokas. But what are the Gaonim saying about the nature of Neter Avai? That there's a level of Iser also in Neter Avai. Once there's a level of Iser in Neter Avai, what does that allow? It allows it to move to Chutz Laaretz. Namely, that the Gaonim are L'shitatam and the Rambam is L'shitato. According to the Rambam, Neter Avai is pure mitzvah. It's pure mitzvah. It applies in Eretz Yisrael. It can apply voluntarily even to a goy living in Eretz Yisrael if he decides to do this mitzvah, similar to the mitzvah of Truma. However, it's not shayach to the world of Chutz Laaretz. Yisurim aren't shayach. That's why Lacha Moshe Misinai will move over Yisurim. It won't move over mitzvos. However, according to the Gaonim, there's an Isur even in the world of Neter Avai. So there's no problem with Lacha Moshe Misinai moving it over to Chutz Laaretz as well. Okay, that's what we have over here. Very, very nicely, my humble opinion, in the section of Torah Surah. Okay, I was requested by Chavrusar to not to get into the second half of the Tosfos, so we'll hold it off until next year. How many of you are still holding in the? Are you what?
We're still doing it.
What?
Still
working on it. Okay, good. There's what to work on. I don't have any Achronah Shetorah to send you to. I'll just send you to a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, which deals with a parallel inyan, and then I'll just ask, if possible, that if you'll do that first, and see also the Tosfos Mayerek, and Lo Lachaya, okay, and there was basically their Tosfos until the two dots, and I'll give you Blineder tomorrow a sheet of Mara Makomos for the world of Kinyan Chalita that we'll move into. So you can just learn this Gemara and Rashi until the top line on Daf Gimel Midbeis, Lamakanya Nafsha, period. There's a lot over there, even in Rashi. And then I'll give you Mar Makomos to the Tosis, and we'll see how far you get. Okay? Beseder. So we have one more shiur until before Rosh Hashanah, and then a shiur in Mirtzah Hashem after Rosh Hashanah. Some Gedalia, right? Okay, well, we'll have to see. I mean, you know, it's not a problem to give shiur. Just we'll have to see what you can manage to prepare by then. And then we're off. And we stand with shiur again on Sunday? When is Yom Kippur?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Yes, so we have shiur on Sunday, following Sunday. Okay, so we still have three shiurim in Mirtzah Hashem before the break. Yeah, for you to say this. Okay. We won't finish the parrot. Do what we can. It's possible. Yeah, we can talk about that. Okay.